We're going to continue with the program. We have a lot of things to show you this morning, share with you. God is good. All the time, yes, God is good. Go back to your seats. To the count of 1, 2, 3. Thank you very much. As I say, today is a different service to celebrate, to remember God's faithfulness for the last 10 years as a Hilltop Campus Church, but also to acknowledge the good things that He has for us and officially launch Ascend Church, a brand new thing, brand new work that I believe God is doing in our midst. To continue, before I forget, sometimes I have people getting to me. Let me have the... So, as you know, we have a new brochure. This is a brochure that we are asking you to keep. Don't throw it away. And the announcements now are just on this one piece of paper. This is going to change every week. But this is going to remain the same. So if you want to keep it, please keep it because there's important information. And if not, please give us this back because we want to reuse them. These are more quality that we have now. So this is for you to keep. This is going to change. If you don't want to keep it, you probably just can lay it on the table as you go out. Amen? Also, I believe that there's no better way to celebrate. Wow, there's a lot of celebration today. Wedding anniversary that on Sunday, coming to worship the Lord, having good food. And today is second wedding anniversary for Hanikash and Sabakat, so make sure you congratulate them. Please raise your hands so people know who are, yes. Make sure that you congratulate them for his second year anniversary. Amen. So the next on the program, we wanted to have the opportunity to some people that is being since the beginning for the 10 years to give a short testimony of his walk with the Lord and the things that God has done through the last 10 years in Hilltop Campus Church, just to share something with the body. So you know who you are, please come forward. You have 90 seconds or so, a little more, 3 minutes to share it. Pillars in this body, in this church, founders of this ministry. They're going to have the opportunity to share a few words before we go to the next thing on the program. Amen. Tommy.
Amen. Well, yeah, praise God for, you know, the last 10 years as part of Hilltop, now transitioning. And I was just thinking back, so I was in Chi Alpha in college. Many of you know, before the church started, it was just a college ministry of Chi Alpha. Many of you in the room even back then were part of that. And I was part of the kind of the transition, and we had felt God calling it the start of a church. And some of you might remember back, I mean, there were probably multiple words and God leading and why it would be, you know, instead of just being a college ministry, Chi Alpha, to starting a church. And some of you might remember back then, there was a really anointed group from Taiwan called the Taiwanese Levites, who came and did a prophetic worship time. And it was just crazy in the Chi Alpha house, like the spirit was there. And I got to jump up on bass and play with them. And it was just nuts, like what the Lord was doing in the spirit realm. But that night, there was a really critical prophetic word by one of the guys. I believe his name was David. He was one of the Taiwanese guys. And he just gave this word. He says, time for waiting over, time to start church now. But it really was like a boom, you know, at that time, like a really like confirming thing that I believe even kind of sped up the time frame in that. And I just thought I would mention that as a reminder. But for me, I actually wasn't there for the first month or two because I was still part of the church I grew up in, 12 Oaks Community Church, where my parents were. And that was kind of a separate testimony how the Lord confirmed that, even to my dad and the leadership there, for me to move to Hilltop. But I did join about a couple months into the church starting, and I very vividly remember my first day there. It was September 21st, 2008, because that was the day I asked Emily out and got permission from her dad the same day to date her. And so I'll never forget that day. But, yeah, I'm just really thankful for the time that we've had here. You know, good seasons, tough seasons, trials, you know, celebrations, and different things. But I'm just thankful for what the Lord has in this new season and to still be part of it. And very thankful for all of you here.
Praise the Lord. So now I understand some of the anointing that this ministry has, because, yeah, the Lord led him, like Tommy, to, you know, move over. I know at least a couple other guys that also God told them to transition to be part of this church, with one eye worshiping him, but the other eye paying attention. Praise the Lord. Nothing wrong. But now I know where that anointing was activated. Praise the Lord. Now, let me just say this. A lot of you sitting there are also, you know, founders of this ministry and all that, but for the sake of time, I can't have you all come, so I want you to know that you were on my mind, in my heart, but just for the sake of time, I ask just a few, okay?
I forgot about the Taiwanese Levites. That was a good reminder. My name is Ruby Thompson, for any who don't know me well, and I was actually on full-time staff with the ministry from 2004 to 2010. So right smack dab in the middle of that was church planting. So I was definitely fully on board, fully a part of that. But I also, in that season of being on staff, went through several profound seasons of inner healing. And I joke with the Lord that I thought I wanted to come on staff to serve him. He wanted me on staff so I couldn't run away when he wanted to take me through inner healing, for real. It was pretty intense. But I remember I went through, I was thinking about what to share today and how do you sum up, you know, 10 years of Hilltop. And when I went out to Elijah House for a full week of counseling, after that I went to Bozeman, Montana to be with Sarah Williamson. It was like an 8-hour drive. You can drive for 8 hours and barely change states out there. And on the way there was just a time of just processing the freedom that God had done and starting to just dream about what that looks like in my heart and just noticing different things. And there was something that God spoke to me that I wanted to share today, because part of when you go through that, you think about, like, you start to think, wow, all this wasted time, like all the things that have been poured into me and that I just didn't take advantage of because I was not free. And God started talking to me about seeds and how seeds grow. And seeds last as long as they are not damaged with mildew or anything. I mean, seeds will last forever as long as they're, you know, kept intact. But they don't sprout until they have the right mixture of heat, moisture, and light and oxygen. And so he started talking to me just on the spiritual level about how, like, yeah, what you went through was intense, but like that, the heat of that is actually activating things that can start to grow in you, that nothing is lost was the biggest thing. He's like, nothing that you have had invested in you, that you felt like you never really came into, nothing is lost. It all can still bloom and is starting now to have things that were in you and just dormant that are awakening. And so, like, even at these 10 years, if you think, wow, this has been a long 10 years of, like, where we're really at, like, everything is still possible, everything is still there, and nothing is lost. And I felt that resonating from my heart for the hope for the future that we have for Ascend.
Another guy under the same anointing, Dr. Tommy.
Hi, my name is Jose. Before I was attending a Latino church, so I love my church. I grew up there, and I never thought to move the church, you know. So always I was driving to Main Street. I saw Hilltop. I saw the building, but I never thought that it was like a Christian community, you know. So I met one of the sister, and she invited me to Caiaphas house, and I know the Lord called me to move to Hilltop, but I don't want it because the English, you know, I have intimidation for people speaking different English, different language, and also the how you call? I don't like to be from people. Culture. I'm sorry. Well, the Lord gave me one vision about Hilltop one day, and I saw the Caiaphas house, and I saw like a tornado. But the tornado was like water, clean water. And I told the Lord, what is that? And I saw people coming to the house and washing. And they leave. When they leave, they was clean. Well, I'm sorry. I have not been specific. When I shared that with my Pastora Maria in Living Love, and she told me, you have to move. It's time for you to move. But I don't want to move the church because I grew up there, and I don't want to move. I was comfortable there because everybody speak my language. And so finally I moved, and I have seen what I saw, the relation that I saw, I see in Caiaphas house in Hilltop. I have seen a lot of students coming, receiving God, and leave. So praise God. And also I found... the Lord showed my wife. The first time I saw my wife, now that it's my wife, I know. But the Lord said, like, wait. And oh, praise God, now I'm married. I had a beautiful baby. And I'm here.
I'm Jamie Matthew. Sumith is my husband, those of you who know him. He's in India. He was bummed he couldn't be here today, so I just wanted to shout out to him before I started. But I have been here a while, as Ruby reminded me when we were talking about this. I think it's been around 17 years it hit me that it's been that long after I started going through the timeline. But that's been a long time. But Hilltop's been here about 10 years of that, and I've known a lot of you most of that time, which is pretty amazing. But a couple of things I wanted to share as I was kind of thinking back and remembering, and one was something kind of born out of my niece was here with me last week, and she told me, we went downstairs for a minute, she's like, I really like your church. And I said, oh yeah, why is that? And she said, well, she's only 11, so I was like, I don't know, what's she going to say? And she was like, well, everybody is really passionate about God, and all of your friends are like family. And I was thinking about that a lot this week, and I was like, if I had to pick two of my favorite things about coming to this church, is those two things, that everyone's really passionate about God and all of my friends feel like family. And, you know, really more than anything, that is a testimony to who God is and how he brings people together and how he brings churches together. It's about his faith to bring those people into your life, you know, when he wants to use them and the vessels he wants to make them in your life, and how he wants to show you his faithfulness and teach you how to be passionate. Like everyone's saying, you know, it wasn't so much, you know, looking back, me pursuing God, but I see God pursuing me over the past, you know, 10 years and using the people in my life to spur me on and to cause me to want to go further and deeper in him. So God's done a ton in my life. You know, 10 years ago, I was in a similar place that I was 17 years ago. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I wasn't married, no, didn't have a baby. And it's, you know, it's incredible. It really is the Lord. Because I didn't know what I was doing. And I still don't in a lot of ways, but it is really Jesus, the way he weaves our lives together and brings in the people that he wants to cause to impact. And so super, super grateful to the Lord. And it's been fun, you know, remembering and thinking back, and want to encourage you all, you know, to think through the last, you know, few years and what God's been doing in your life as well. And remember, because is powerful to think about how God moves and brings us into new things just when it's the right time.
My name is Brant Holloway, and hopefully most of you know me. Maybe you don't. I've also been in this ministry for a long time. Thinking back, it would be 17, 18 years. We started out as a house group, basically. We met at Kip and Julie's house. We were four or five students and a lot of young radical students. And, you know, things have changed. We've done a lot of things, and we've been through lots of transitions as ministries. I was water baptized in this ministry. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit on a trip down to Carbondale years back. Obviously, I met my lovely wife here, and it's just amazing to see. You next, Derek. Come on. it's great to see how it's transitioned from being Chi Alpha to Hilltop for these past 10 years, been now coming to Ascend. It's just things have changed, but, you know, the Lord has remained the same. He never changes. So He's really called us to be here in Peoria area. He's called us to impact the college students and especially internationals. And that's one thing that I really feel like is important for myself and I think for this ministry, that we don't want to forget two of the foundational things that it started out as was college students and internationals especially. So I think moving forward to Ascend, it's just great to look forward and see how God can use us in this next transition, this next time, and believe that we really will continue to fulfill the vision that we've had ever since the very beginning. And, you know, obviously included in that is fellowship and outreach and all that stuff. So I'm excited, looking forward. I believe that we'll have some great times in the future. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben. I was talking to Brant yesterday, and I say, bro, I think this is a season where the Lord is going to move you to the front line of things. And just listening to him right now is just like, yes, Lord. He's really quiet, but he's been here since the beginning, day one. So if you want to know things about, you know, the last 17 years, go and talk to him. God is good. You know, hearing the different testimonies, there's one thing that the Holy Spirit just was reminding me about, and that this is something that I'm being speaking a lot, and that is that God calls us to be his family. Regardless of single or married people, we feel like a family, the body of Christ, and I believe that this group is going to take that revelation, that desire in the heart of God to reach out to many people that right now are without a family, physically, biologically, spiritually, orphans in the spirit, to be part of what the Lord has been doing for the last many, many years. And it's good to hear that there's been new things. A lot of people had gained things. You know, like a spouse and children now. And as we're going to see on the video, some of us also has lost on things. But God is good and faithful. So don't worry, this won't hurt you. Only probably in winter, but... that's a joke, okay? Smile, God love you. So we're going to see a video of the last 10 years. And at the end, we are going to officially launch Ascend Church. So sit down, fasten your seatbelts, and let's just remember these past 10 years and just be thankful for the faithfulness of God. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. All the time. It begins now. Thank you so much to Ruby. And let's give the Lord a clap for Ruby. She's been doing not only this, but a lot of things to get us ready for today. So thank you very much for all of you, for the last 10 years of your labor of love, work of faith. It is for Jesus. It is for His glory. Amen. Before I go to, oh my goodness, I have plenty of time. God is good. The word is next, right? Yeah. Okay. Praise the Lord. As probably all of you know about Sandy Ackerman. Okay, yes, I'm missing one thing. So we are starting Ascent, and everything that God wants to do it through people. And there's a plan, a vision, an order that God has established in the church. So I just want to introduce you. Some of the directors, the leaders, some of them are probably working downstairs. But if you are a director and you are here, please come forward really quick. So in the brochure, you're going to see their names and their functions, their responsibilities. As I say, we are missing Laura and Caitlin. I believe they are downstairs. Sumit is in India. So we are believing that with the help and direction that God is giving us and the directors, and with all of us running together, we are going to start to see the promises of God come through, the vision and the plans of God to be established this year. So in your brochure, you can see what is the function, the responsibility. I don't have to tell you, but there's a lot of work to do, and I believe God is going to use each one of us to run together, to work together. So please come and talk to them if you have any question about any of those areas that they are responsible for. We need help. We need volunteers. God is good. I'm so thankful for their leadership, their commitment, and I believe some of you are called to step up in this next season, and so we can grow and work together. Amen. So please, on your brochure, see what they are responsible for. Thank you, guys, and let God use you in this next season. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Let's give the Lord a clap of praise for our leaders, our directors. So, as I was saying, I'm pretty sure you heard about Thursday, Sandy Ackerman having this heart problem, and that was around 5:30. It happened that I was with Tommy at Kayofa when he got the text about that, and very quickly we pray. And so 24 hours later, on Friday around 5:30, my wife and I went to see her. So you hear, you know, heart attack, and sometimes how those things work and all that. And we walk into the room, and I wasn't prepared to see what I saw, you know, because in your mind, you go to the hospital to see a patient that, you know, just had a heart attack a day before. And so you imagine, you know, cables and things attached to your body, on bed, people on bed and all that. We walk into the room, and I see Sandy standing, looking just like the best that she ever looked like. And I was like, whoa, Sandy. Time to go home. You have no idea the joy that came to my heart to see that she was just perfectly okay. Praise the Lord for His faithfulness. Everything worked out in such a way that is just incredible to me. the faithfulness of God and how she was like nothing had happened to her, and smiling and looking just as always. So praise the Lord for that. Thank you for all of your prayers. God is faithful, and you probably can find more details about how everything played out, but it's like God was leading the whole situation. And I just see how faithful God is with those that are faithful to him. Sandy and Danny are one of my prayer partners on Saturday. They are faithfully there, and I know they are following Jesus, serving the Lord, and God is faithful. So praise the Lord for that. And I went, my wife and I, we went home like leaping, and I cannot tell you the joy of the Lord. So God is good, amen? Amen. All right, let's go for a word that the Lord laid in my heart. You know how on the Bible there are different people, men and women of faith, that God called them out to do things for the sake of the kingdom. Many of them were used in a greatly and powerful way. Men and women of faith that walk with the Lord, follow the Lord, obey God, suffering a lot of things. And we can read on the Bible and learn from their testimonies. There's one in particular that to me is very special in the heart of God, that the Bible and God call him my friend. So a man that walked with God, hear God, saw God, serve God, and just walk with him really close, Moses. And there's no other man, I believe, on the Bible that God says to the rest of the people, I'm going to speak to them through signs, through wonders, but to my friend Moses, I'm going to speak to him face to face. Imagine that. So to me, Moses is really hide, you know, in the heart of God, in the mind of God. He lived 40 years as a prince in Egypt. 40 years in the desert, believing that he was nobody, nothing, and how God used him for 40 years with the Spirit of God in him, in his life, and the purpose that God got for him, and he believed, walked in it, and saw the glory of God, probably as no other human being until now, at least that I know. You know, the Bible talks about him, very powerful. God called him the most humble man on earth. So in many, 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 many ways, Moses is one of the greatest servants of the Lord on the Bible that embraced the process of God, the call of God, the mission and commission that God God before him, say yes to him, and he came to the end of his life. And I want to talk about Joshua, a guy that walked close to him, helped Moses, served Moses, and a transition between Moses and Joshua, and how the Lord always calls us to transition in life. So I want to start reading on Joshua 1:1. If you have your Bible, please go there. If not, I'm pretty sure it's going to appear on the screen. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, please, everybody help me, and says, now. Now means in this very moment. Therefore, arise. Everybody says, arise. and go. Everybody says go. Over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Point number one is, this is probably the only one that I'm going to touch. Principle number one, and I probably continue next week. Do not let your experiences of yesterday stop you to live and reach your future. Moses was the closest friend of God. As I say, he saw the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. But I believe the eulogy of Moses is really short in the heart of God, as we see it here on this verse. Moses, the faithful servant of the living God. Pay attention that when God is referring to Moses now that he's no longer here on earth, he says, Moses, my servant, faithful servant. And the promises and plans of God transcend people. His plans transcend situations in life. His plans and purposes transcend even death. What he has in his heart, he's going to accomplish it. Let me tell you something. The plans and purposes of God, Moses received those plans. Moses saw God. He carried the law on his hands. He had a vision and a blueprint of what God wants to accomplish. He received the vision. The vision of the God doesn't belong to the one who received it. The vision of God belongs to the one who believes it, embrace it, and run with it. So here we have this situation, this transition. God has a plan. He has a purpose, and that transcends everything in life. 20 years ago, this week, I was passing through Peoria just for a few days, helping my brother Javier to move here. Exactly 21 years ago this week, first week in January. 10 years ago, exactly this week, I was transitioning to be part of Hilltop Campus Church. January is always a significant month for me. And when in my mind I was passing by, but God had a plan. He wanted to enter me into a process according to his purpose. And I did not get myself stuck in that passageway in that moment, 21 years ago. That passageway of my life transitioning into really the purpose of God. If that room where my brother and I stay for 4 months, think about the prayer room at the Cayofa house, also the room in the church office, because we didn't have a place to live and all that. If that room could talk about all the prayers, if the carpet could bring back all the tears, buckets could tell a lot about what we went through during that season in time. God gave us tears to weep, but not forever. Our hearts, he allowed our hearts to break, but not indefinitely. There's always a season where he calls us to transition. I can imagine that Joshua, according to the scripture, says, Moses, my servant, is like, now, therefore, arise and go. Probably he was thinking what just had happened. We had promises. We had plans. But here we are, 40 years later. We are stuck. We are stagnant. He was probably crying and mourning, I don't know for how long. And pay attention that after the death of Moses, it's like God comes and bluntly tells Joshua, what are you doing? Moses, my servant, is dead. Stand up and lead these people forward. Get to work. Vámonos, vámonos. Vámonos, vámonos, vámonos. That means let's go. Let's move forward. So God strongly is pressing Joshua into that reality. Moses is dead. Life goes on. Stand up. Go forward. The mission, commission, and the plans, the objective was exactly the same. Nothing has changed in the heart of God. Go and conquer. Go and to possess the land. And here we are also in that season in time where God is telling us, rise up and go. Hilltop Campus Church, my servant had fulfilled its purpose. But now it's over. Now it's time to cross over. Now it's time for a new volume, as we had heard in the past, those words. Now it's time to turn the page. Now it's time to arise and go. Now it's time for us to ascend. It is the season in time where God allows for the 10 minutes of watching the video to be thankful, to be melancholic a little bit. Oh, the glorious things of the past. But now, I believe God is saying, arise and go. Move forward. He'll talk my servants, fulfill its purpose. Now, let's get moving. Let's believe. Moses, and thinking in the scripture, looks like almost God is shaking Joshua because he didn't come and told him, Joshua, Moses, my beloved friend, my faithful servant, I brought him to my glorious presence. He is with me, enjoying eternity. You don't have to worry about him. He is doing good. No, he comes and says, Joshua, Moses is dead. But I have purposes. I have plans. I promise these things to my people, and I'm going to fulfill them. Amen? God had promised things for us. Back then, when this ministry, this church started, and as Brand says, core things, college students, the vision, commission is the same, but now it's time to rise up and go. And says yes to him as a church. But you may, as an individual, also be in a season like that. Maybe thinking of your past, mourning your past still. God is telling you, it's time to rise and go. Move to your future. Do not let your experiences of yesterday stop you to live and reach for your future. I've been there. I know what that means exactly. I know the pain, the fears. My heart being broken in thousands of pieces on that room that Javier and I spent fasting and praying and seeking the Lord because crossroads, we were on a crossroads. But we run out of tears. God started working in our hearts. He put people in our lives to help us, a leader who ministered to us and help us to transition. Rise and go, Joshua tells Moses. Where we are going, God already is being there. He had prepared everything for us. Verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. So the same promises, the same plan, the same purpose, different people. Let's just wait a little bit. praise the Lord. pay attention that he didn't say, I'm going to give to you. Maybe. No, I have given you. It's already done. The territory, the place, the things that God had prepared, he says, it's already been given to you. But he needed to move. There's, I tell you a story. In the circus, I don't think now they allow to use live animals. At least in some countries, I know. But when they are training animals, when they are training baby elephants, you know, for the show and all that, when they are really small, they chain them to a post. And as they get trained, they are chained to a post. And they grew up like this, chained to a post, as they get trained and all that. And there's a moment when they get to be older adults that they take away those chains. They are no longer chained to a post. What will be the natural reaction of, in this case, an elephant that is being chained for years to a post, you know, not having its freedom? I guess to me, as soon as I find out that I'm not chained to a post or anything, I will run, right? Get away, because there's nothing that chain me. But the elephants, even though they have not changed, they stay exactly in the same place. They don't go away. Because for so long they have been chained to a post that when they are free to go, they don't experience that freedom. Because they have been trained, they had a mindset that there's a chain attached to them. So even where they are adult and way big, like the small human that, you know, had chained them to that, they just stay there all the time. All the time. They live like that. Beloved, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ had set us free of every chain. We don't have to stay in the same place forever. God is telling us, arise and go. Go and conquer. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? Just as the experiences of yesterday can get us stuck, you know, to our past, good or bad things of our past, also the fear of tomorrow, the fear of the future, can keep us a slave of the past. But God is telling us today, ascend, it's time to rise and go. I have new things for you. Those are great things. We have promises. We have been prophesied. Great things. God doesn't say to Joshua, move and I'm going to give you some land. No, I have given to you. What is the principle here? That in order for us to get a hold of the things that had given to us, there was one specific thing that Joshua needed to do. The more that you walk, the more that you are going to possess, right? Because he says, where the sole of your foot stand, I'm going to give it to you. So if I move like this, I'm advancing and possessing a little more. If I keep advancing, I'm possessing more for the Lord. Let's not do this, okay? and stay on the same place. No, God wants us to move and possess. I'm believing for that. Do you believe it? Yes. Are you in agreement with me?
Yes.
God calls us to fly like eagles. Soar. Let's stop flapping like chickens like this, okay? Let's fly like eagles. God is with us. He called us to possess. It's time to rise and go, God says. Rise and go. God's already been in the places where we are going. He went ahead already. He had good things for us. And as we are transitioning to ascend, let's have this in our mind and in our spirit. It's time to rise and go. God is telling Joshua, I have a job opening because I have purposes. We are called to be the light of the world. We are called to be the salt of the earth. We are called to be the church, the family of God. And I believe that many of us, all of us, have been through a process in life. And now here we are, celebrating a new thing, a new name, and a new identity. So on the Bible, the name of a person was what that person was. Joy, power, fire, sorrow. You know, the meaning was what the person was in life. We are called ascend. That means that we are called to ascend to a higher places, to conquer for him in the spirit. And I believe today, God is telling us, like told Joshua, arise and go. I have plans in my heart. I want to accomplish those through you, as Saint George, through each one of us. So right now, as we are going to finish celebrating, let us have all this mindset in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits, that we are called ascend. That means that we need to start going up, ascending in unity, ascending in faith, ascending in worship, ascending in freedom, ascending in love. Amen. Amen. Let us stand on our feet. Arise. God is good. Are you with me? Are we with the Lord? Are we saying yes to him, ascend church? Let's declare this. Let's celebrate. Arise and go. Let us do it together in love, as one, as a family. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Oh, pour out your presence. Anoint us. Set us on fire. We say yes to you. Lord, you are good. Let's declare it. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Jesus, you are good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are so faithful and you are good. Receive our praises. Receive our adoration. Hallelujah. He's good. Do you believe for better things to come? Yeah. Amen. Amen. So we are going to go down. There are some things getting ready, but so don't go home, because we are going to continue with the fiesta, okay, the celebration. Hallelujah, with some good food now. If you need prayer, if there's a thing that you need, you want to be prayed for, please come forward. I would like to pray for you. I believe in miracles. If some of you can still mingle around here while things are getting ready downstairs, and somebody go and see if there's help needed, that will be great. Thank you very much. We are a Saint Church now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, worship team.